Good evening and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee meeting. It is Friday, June 3rd. Thank you very much for tuning in, and as always, I always ask for your support. Our secretary is Teresa Allen. Could you kindly call the roll, Madam Secretary?
Yes. Okay. Teresa Allen is here.
I'm sorry, Teresa. It is now 8:50.
8:50. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Teresa Allen is here. Nia Bidiaco?
Present.
Nia Bidiaco?
Present. Present.
Lydia Brazan?
Here.
Okay, Afia Wangaza?
An excused absence. She sent a request for
okay.
an excused absence.
Marcel Reed?
Here.
Okay, Andrea Turner. No response on Andrea. Okay, that's it.
Okay, thanks very much. We have four, and that's our quorum. Tonight's suggested agenda is 1, call to order and roll call, 5 minutes. 2, approval of agenda, 5 minutes. 3, approval of, I have here, May 6, 2011. Oh, that's right, it is May. This is June. Minutes, 5 minutes. Discussion of fraternization policy, 20 minutes. Discussion of ED and CFO evaluations, 20 minutes. 6, review action items, 5 minutes. And 7, adjourn. Could I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving the agenda as read? Okay, hearing none. Thank you. That's approved. The next item is approval of the May 6th minutes, and I want to thank Teresa very much. She's very efficient in doing the minutes. I read through it, and I did not find any errors. So has everyone read it, and did anybody find an error? Okay, hearing none. So could I get a motion to approve the minutes of May 6, 2011?
Motion to approve.
Is that Marcel?
Yes, thank you, Marcel. Okay. And is there any objection to approving the minutes? Okay, hearing none, we are on to the next item, item number 4.
Pardon me, Marcel, is your last name R-E-I-D?
R-E-I-D, yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Number 4, discussion of the fraternization policy, which Teresa so diligently, she had suggested it, and she worked on it, and she produced it. And what I'd like to ask Teresa, or well, the entire body, as a matter of fact, I would like to table this. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Sorry. Until our executive director can attend the meeting. She's now at the NFCB conference, so she's not here tonight. That we postpone this until we hear from her and have input. So is that okay with everyone?
Could you please repeat, Nia?
Yes. The fraternization policy that Teresa came up with, I read mm-hmm. through it, and it is necessary. I don't recall us having one. I also checked the bylaws on conflicts of interest. I think some things could be put in there from that, but I would like to table it until we have input from our executive director. So if that's okay with everyone, I'd like to do that, and we will discuss it at our next meeting.
Nia, I'd like to amend that. I think we also need to have some input from Andrea for our sexism and racism committee,
uh-huh.
would weigh in heavily on this fraternization policy.
Okay. Andrea is not here, but since she's on did someone just join?
No, that was just my phone.
Okay. Well, Andrea isn't here yet, and she's supposed to be the convener of the racism and sexism. So since there's that overlap, is it okay with everyone that I discuss that with Andrea, try to get her input while talking with Arlene? Is that okay?
Madam Chair, repeat that one more time. You're going to do what?
I will speak with Andrea about possibly getting input from the racism and sexism, because I just read an email after being away for three weeks, and someone wrote to say that this committee has not convened. I read that about 20 minutes ago. I did not realize that. I should have, because I think, no, I'm not on it. Not this year. I didn't join. I didn't know that. So what I'm suggesting is, since Andrea overlaps both committees, that I talk with her, find out when she's going to convene, and then we'll take it from there.
I saw that on KPFTX calendar.
Okay.
I saw that scheduled.
Well, like I said, I haven't read all emails. I did see that one. What date was this? What date is it scheduled for, Teresa?
Just 1 minute, and I'll look. I'll find it. It was scheduled last night.
Mm.
On June the 2nd.
Do you know who convened it? Because it was someone with a name that I didn't recognize who wrote the email. Like I said, there were so many. I was trying to catch up. I don't remember.
There are four people on that committee.
Mm-hmm.
Wesley Bethune, Hyun-Mi Kim, Kimri Orndorff, and Andrea Turner. And
it was the Kim person's email that I read. That's whose email I read, asking who's convening it and who the members are. Okay.
Yeah, Kim called, and I referred Kim to
okay, but
someone else.
But my point is, I'm asking actually Marcel's idea on this, is that, like I said, since Andrea overlaps committees,
I emailed Andrea Turner and asked her to get a hold of Hyun Kim.
Okay. So, Marcel, I think
it would be an excellent idea, because this is a blurry portion of personnel, because it's very hard to determine fraternization from normal social interaction.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Very
yeah.
Hairy.
Uh huh. So in terms of your amendment, would it be okay for me to talk with her to find out, did they meet, if she's not on by the time we get ready to adjourn, and if what we could do, because our next meeting won't be until July, so we have some time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
That's fine with me if no one else has objection.
Does anybody object to that? Okay. No one does. All righty. So that's that on that item. Is there any other comment on this item?
I beg your pardon, for the sake of the minutes, one more time. You're
mm-hmm.
going to speak with Andrea Turner
uh-huh.
for input from the Committee to Investigate Racism and Sexism, and you're going to speak with the executive director, and then you'll put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Okay. On to item number 5. Discussion of ED and CFO evaluations. The ED evaluation is due December 1st. The CFOs should be February 1st. And I'd like for us to start thinking about it now in terms of creating it. And not only creating a document, but how do we create a document in such a way that we have more input into the surveys, whatever. Some folks take offense to calling it surveys, they call it evaluations, whatever it is. How do we get more folks to complete these surveys, which is what they are? So what I was thinking about doing is maybe contacting the population who is going to be filling out these things and ask them what suggestions they have to ensure maximum participation. At our meeting in Houston in February, one of the board members said to me that he sincerely hopes that I could find a way to phrase the questions in such a way that they cannot be attributed to any particular unit or any particular person. And I said to him, well, I at that time I wasn't planning on running for chair. I don't know, but I was certain to bring the information back to the committee. And I would like to live up to that commitment. And I heard that a lot. People are a bit concerned about their responses and the people that are being evaluated knowing who is saying what. So that's what I would like us to start thinking about, how we can create a document that people won't know who's saying what. So I will stop talking now, and I'll take a stack with people who want to say
Teresa,
something.
On the staff.
Okay.
This is okay. Lydia.
Okay. Teresa, then Lydia.
Okay. My thought is perhaps we should have a specifically different set of questions for staff, and maybe the executive director should not have privy to read those. Maybe just the evaluation, maybe the tabulation of ratings rather than specific comments. But, I mean, as a board member, I think it's a little bit maybe not just disconcerting but misrepresentative to ask me about how an employee is doing in an area that I'm not aware of. I mean, I really don't know how Arlene interacts with staff, for example. If she totally ticks them off or motivates them, inspires them, and blah, blah, blah. So I think I need to have, there need to be different questions, and to have me trying to weigh in on something I'm just not aware of, I think that kind of skews some of the surveys that we do, because we have some, like, I know at KPFT we did a survey, and I think there were some people that were just maybe not active enough that they just really didn't know the answer to those survey questions, but they felt compelled to give some sort of rating. Thank you.
Okay, Lydia?
Yes, I agree with Teresa wholeheartedly, and I think when we've had that situation here in our GM evaluations, it is really easy for a GM who knows their staff so well to know when it's divided up and, you know, you can see the comments. It's really easy to kind of discern who the author is of those comments. So I think, you know, I would favor not sharing the specific comments. I don't know how we relate, how that dovetails into our final opinions and evaluation as board members. We probably need to have a larger discussion about that. But I think that before, unrelated to that particular aspect of it, is that the first thing we need to do is set up a timetable, and then you may already have said this because I had to get off the phone for a minute, and I think it would be optimal for us to be able to conclude that evaluation at our in-person meeting if, in fact, it takes place in late September or gives us enough time to complete it. It would be very useful in order for us to get it done in a timely manner this year. So we really need to get cracking on this, in my opinion. That's it.
Okay. Yes, I agree. That's what I said. I'd like to start now to have, a lot of folks answering. It is hoped. Marcel, did you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I'd like to, I always go back to the same thing. I like to go over the job description, and from that we can pull out evaluation.
Okie dokie. Okay, so what, I think we should maybe have, do some folks want to work with me to start a draft of an evaluation?
When would we be starting that, Nia?
Pardon?
When would we be starting?
I'm pretty much booked until next Thursday with meetings. I have Pacifica meetings 4 days next week.
Nia?
Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes?
May I speak? Okay. Yeah, I think that it would be this part, this aspect of things requires documents. It requires looking at the previous evaluation forms if we don't have them, right? So it's not to reinvent the wheel. The most important thing, as Marcel has pointed out, is the job description. Any HR director will tell you that's what your evaluation must be tied to, so we can't get too creative anyway. So I think a lot of this can be done by email. If we're really good and know that this stuff is coming, we can be checking our email. First of all, send out the job descriptions of both. Secondly, I would like to help develop the timetable. So I'll commit to that, but I think it can go to the whole committee rather than it just being a couple of people. Let's just, because there's so few of us working on this, let's just all of us get the job descriptions, all of us weigh in, and then at our next meeting we can have something to actually review and make some conversational decisions about.
Okay. That sounds great to me. It makes my life a lot easier. I have last year's evaluation form. I have the job description, and I will be more than happy to dig those up and send them out to people that I could do definitely. I'm so sorry. But Monday.
Thank you, Nia. One other thing, if I might be able to weigh in here. I really think that org chart would help us in our evaluations, because I'm still a little blurry with supervisory lines of authority on occasion. You know, I don't know exactly. Sometimes it gets blurry for me. Who answers to who? And I think that's a great part of the evaluation, as Teresa said. You don't know who's answering to who, so you can't really ask questions about whether or not it's an open, you know, a clear line of authority.
Okay.
So what's it called?
The org chart, the organizational chart.
Oh, okay.
Org chart.
I will send you what I have. The last time that I communicated with Arlene about the org chart, KPFA, well, we had a manager and then we didn't have a manager. Now we have someone, we have an interim person. And KPFK, there was an interim person and that was named to be worked on. We have a permanent person now who is coming on board. Maybe Lydia could say when that is. So what she asked me to do was to wait a little bit to get those two. We have the other three. We have W, I's, and T's.
Well, this is Lydia. I mean, I think the org chart, it doesn't have to have the names. It just has to have the positions. I still haven't seen a current one. And we've had those before. So if you have it, we don't have to wait for people's names to be inserted. It's just for the purposes of the evaluation. Who does the ED supervise? Who does the CFO supervise? It's by title. So that's the org chart that I would be interested in.
Okay. Well, the national offices org chart, that she should be able to get to me pretty quickly. So I will send you what I have, and I will, let me just make a note of that, or in the action items, Teresa, will put, I'm so sorry. My goodness, I keep coughing.
So Lydia Brazon is going to develop the timetable, and the chair will send out past evaluation of the executive director and the job description, and
right.
will request the organizational chart of national.
Right. National offices org chart. Okay. Is there anything else that we need? hearing nothing else. That's it, ladies?
Are we, so the next item on the agenda, after review action items, is it going to be a problem that our next meeting is on the Friday of the 4th of July weekend?
I think so.
Yeah, I
think so. I didn't even realize it. It would definitely be a problem for me. I mean, someone else could share.
This is Lydia.
Yes, it is.
So I'm not sure, but I don't think that this particular group has any issues with weekend meetings. Now, we'd have to check with John and Otis as to their availability, but I agree, I don't think the 4th of July is fair to
particular.
Excuse now.
Okay. Actually, when we did it, we chose the 15th of July, Teresa. We didn't choose the 1st or the 8th.
Oh, good. So it's already been taken care of.
Yes.
Our next meeting is on the 15th.
Absolutely. I thought this sounded like something
good,
that I would
good,
have addressed
bravo.
Right then and there.
Yeah.
And then in August, we went back to the first Friday. So that's been taken care of. So the next time I see you guys on the phone will be August 15th. And by then, we should have a really good draft ready. Okay?
Okay.
And go ahead, Teresa.
You know, I'm wondering, and this may be something that we should think about, in the evaluation of the executive director, we ask the board to evaluate the executive director. Which employees do we ask to evaluate the executive director? Only those people at National and the five general managers, or do we ask the program directors to evaluate the executive director, or do we ask any volunteers to, other than the board, to evaluate the executive director?
Oh, boy, I have to jog my memory now. How far down?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Well, first of all, I think that we need to correct. I know others have always been fastidious about this, and I tend to agree. We should start using the phrase, which it actually is just it's a survey. Only the board is charged with evaluating the executive director. So anything we put out is not an evaluation, and we should make sure that that wording is not on there, but it's just a survey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it should be, I personally don't think it should involve the world. I mean, I think it needs to be the people who are most directly involved with the executive director. Once we get that org chart, that will help define who. So I think we should wait until we see what the org chart is. I mean, I think it's who we think it is. I mean, it's the GMs, and then I don't know what the interaction is with the PDs, but because we don't have a great deal of national programming, we've started doing some of that, but anyway, that's my feeling, is that we should have the org chart first.
Okay.
And call it, and anything outside of what the PNB, what the PNB's entire process is, which is an evaluation of the EDs. The form itself is simply a survey on the various points. Okay,
so when I said that Nia Bidiaco was going to send out the past evaluation of the ED, what I should have said was the past survey.
And evaluation, because there are two separate forms, as I recall. I haven't been on the board for a while. But there was the long questionnaire, which was the survey, and then there was like a final like evaluation, which was, you know, asking specific questions and on the determination based on that survey and other factors that each board member submitted.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole evaluation also has to include, okay, what are the things this person needs to work on, blah, blah. So all of that becomes part of the evaluation, not just the survey. So we need both of those instruments. And probably if we know what the previous process was, what were the steps for that evaluation?
Well, that I can get for you. But I tell you, since you left, Lydia, things have they haven't always gone the way they should, and everything is decided via vote. You know that. So whatever the PNB votes to do, that's what happened. Not to say it's right or
well,
wrong.
Well, no, but there are instruments. If you guys don't have one, I probably can dig up whatever we have used, whatever I last used when I was on the board and when we had the HR director working with us. And, again, it was the survey and then there was a separate instrument
right.
that the board used. So that's what
right.
I'm saying.
That's
we
right.
can have all of that and the steps, the process,
yes.
okay? The form is sent out. It was given 45 days to return it or 30 days or whatever. This was the process that was used. So all of that, and we can piece it all together.
Okay, not a problem. Those things I can dig up.
Okay.
Okay, so Teresa, were you speed typing there, Teresa?
Well, all I've written is that you're going to send out the past ED survey, ED evaluation, and ED job description. Lydia, are you offering specifically to send something to the group?
I think I might even have what Lydia sent out, because when Jack Bacon was chair, we did contact Lydia, and we did get some information from her. But Lydia, just so that they're fresh in our mailbox, if you could please send them again, I would greatly appreciate it.
All right, so Lydia, what specifically are you going to send out?
Oh, I'm not sure, whatever I can find. But what I was involved in was the CFO evaluation. I don't remember what I did in terms of the ED evaluation. So, but the format was the same. I mean, the process, I can send all that. It's just so we have something, to go by, and then we can say, yes, we can use this again or this timetable and not do that. Only because at that time we did have the benefit of an HR director.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll just make a notation. You're going to send out any prior documents which might be useful.
Exactly.
Okay. Are we responsible to evaluate CFO?
Yes.
So we're going to discuss that at another meeting?
Well, they're pretty similar, and I should have – I will send out all those documents. I do have what Lydia did back in when she was the personnel committee chair, and when Jack was. I'll send all of those things out again.
All right. So you're going to send out the surveys, the evaluations, and job descriptions for ED and CFO positions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that I own. I will send out.
Oh, I can hardly wait for that email.
Right, I'm going to dig them out. Whatever I can't find, I will call Lydia and ask her to help me and Jack Van Aken. Okay. Any other questions, any other comments?
Yeah, am I muted or can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, I'm going to mute myself.
Okay.
When I see the survey, this is Teresa, I'm going to be looking to see if perhaps we need to split the survey into something that goes to staff and something that goes to board, with the staff understanding that specific comments will not be conveyed to the executive director unless they wish.
I don't think they wish should even be an option. I think there were quite a few people last year who told Bill and me that somehow we need to find a way to make them more anonymous. But those things we'll work on via email like Lydia suggested.
Well, perhaps we could have a survey where they make comments and then have a section that says, this is a confidential section, observations and comments in this section will not be conveyed, word by word to the executive director, but would be certainly taken into consideration in the evaluation or something like that.
Okay. Well, when you when I send them out, Teresa, whatever ideas you have, we will discuss them via email, and then I'll have to compile all of them into one document and then have you guys take a look at it. So I have until July 15th, but I will give deadlines as to when I need them back if I have to put everything together, it probably would take me a little while. So we will have enough time. And we don't meet again, like I said, until July 15th. So on that note, Teresa, we want to go to number six, review action items, just so we have them all.
All right. The first action item will be Nia Bediako will speak with Andrea Turner for input from the Committee to Investigate Racism and Sexism and its input on the fraternization policy. Also ask the executive director if she has one written up, and that we'll put that item on the July agenda. And the other action items are Lydia Brazan will develop a timetable for evaluation of ED and CFO. Nia Bediako will send out the past survey evaluation and job descriptions for ED and CFO positions and will request National Office's organizational chart. Lydia Brazan will send out any other prior documents which might be useful. That's it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I think we've got them all. Okay. Any other comments? Okay. Hearing none. Could I get a motion to adjourn? Before I go, I'd like to thank John L. Miller for streaming for us, interrupting his Friday night to stream for us. We greatly appreciate that. Could I get
thank
a motion
you, John.
To adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Any objections to adjourning? Okay, hearing none. Thank you, ladies. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you guys on the phone next Thursday.
Thank you.
Take care. Good night. Bye-bye.